بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Allah Ta'ala has granted us so many favors. Allahu Akbar. Favors in abundance, in multitudes. But we still do not love him. Allahu Akbar. So many favors Allah Ta'ala has granted us. He continues to grant us every minute, every second. His favors are pouring like rain upon us. Yet we do not love him. It is something to ponder over. It is something to think about. It is something to reflect upon. Do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more or our friends more? Do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more or our wives more? Who do we love? Who do we remember more? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or our parents? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or our dear ones? When we think about our dear ones, our wives, our friends, our associates, our parents, our children, do we not find a special type of satisfaction that we enjoy? Is it the same case when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we talk about our wife, when we talk about our beloved one, when we talk about our special child, when we talk about our special student, how much enjoyment we find during that conversation? Do we find the same enjoyment when we are talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Your tongue should remain moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The interpretation of this hadith is that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should always remain on your tongue. Your tongue should not dry up from the remembrance of Allah. On your tongue there should always be remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadhkurullah fi kulli ahyani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second of his life. Inna aynayya tanamane wala yanamu qalbi. My physical body goes to sleep. My eyes goes to sleep. But my heart remains awake And it remains in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one interpretation is لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Your tongue should remain moist. If you want to keep something moist, you have to keep pouring water over it. Otherwise it will dry. So keep your tongue moist with the zikr of Allah means keep the zikr of Allah on your tongue all the time. And Shaykhul Hadith Sahib Barallahu Barqadahu has said that my interpretation of this hadith is your tongue should remain moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person talks about somebody he loves, he finds a special taste within his feelings, a special enjoyment in his feelings. You talk about somebody who you don't love so much for half an hour, and you talk about somebody who you love very dearly for half an hour. This half an hour will seem half an hour, the second half an hour will seem 2 minutes. So the Shaykh Nabarallahu Markadahu says the interpretation of this hadith is that when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should remember Him with lot of enjoyment. But if we don't have the desired love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will we enjoy His zikr? How will we enjoy His remembrance? So this is something to reflect upon. This is the homework for everybody. How much do I love my Creator? How much should I love my Creator? And how much do I love my Creator? Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. My salat, my sacrifice, my life, my death, everything is for Allah. In order to understand this verse, we need to go through the chapters of our lives and find that chapter where we fell in love with somebody. We were deeply in love with somebody, either somebody who was going to become our wife or who had become our wife, or a friend. In our school days, in our madrasa days, we had somebody who we loved very dearly, whom we had given a lot of place in our heart, and we were always remembering that person. Each one of us will find one example in his life when this happened. When we look at that chapter, it becomes very easy to understand this verse of the glorious Quran. When we very dearly love somebody, then whenever we are doing something, we will remember that person. I wish he was here with me. You are having a very nice meal. I wish he was here with me. You go to the shopping center, the first person you think about is your beloved one. What shall I take for that person? You are fully aware of his habits, of his needs, of his lifestyle. Anything that goes in with his lifestyle immediately will remind you of that person, because the full recognition of that person is there. If we begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that same manner, then when we are performing salat, there will be nothing but the remembrance of Allah. When we are giving qurbani, there will be nothing but the remembrance of Allah. And our whole life will become nothing but remembrance of Allah,
And even at the time of death, we will not be frightened of death, we will be looking forward to dying.
Hazrat Maulana Yaqub Sahib Mujaddidi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, once he experienced some chest pains. So the doctor was called, he arrived, he checked Hazrat, and he said, Hazrat, there is nothing to worry about. Whenever somebody gets a chest pain, everybody's thoughts go towards heart problem. So when he said, Hazrat, there is nothing to worry about, that means you are not suffering from heart trouble. And because you are not suffering from heart trouble, there is no need to worry about death. So when he said, Hazrat, there is nothing to worry about, that means don't worry about death. So Hazrat said, Dr. Sahib, is death something to be worried about? Is death something to be frightened about? Al-mautu jasrun yusirul habiba ilal habib. Death is nothing but a pool. It is a bridge which connects the lover to the beloved. So when a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has no interest in anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst going for Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the veils and he saw Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in his grave. And he was performing salat. Musa alayhi salam is performing salat in the grave. Because they did not perform salat because they had to. They performed salat because that was a means of talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us also make a firm resolution that we will go back with this question. How much should we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And do we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we should be loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He should be loved, then friends, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be easy to practice. Every command will become easy to practice. If a husband does not love his wife, then to do anything for him is difficult. For her is difficult. Anything that she demands, easiest of the things is difficult. But if a person loves his wife, then the hardest of things that she demands from her becomes easy. It is an honor. Because it is an opportunity to make her happy. If we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hardest of things will become easy. And if the easiest of things seem difficult to do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is a question mark on the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us go from here with a firm resolution that we will ponder over these questions. How much should we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much should we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer is very simple. We should love Him more than anything. Because it is He who has granted us existence, and it is He who has given us everything that are more dearer to us than Allah. If we love Him more than Allah, it is Allah who has given us this ni'mat. If we love money and wealth more than Allah, then it is Allah who has given us the money and the wealth. Everything that is more dearer to us than Allah
It is Allah who has given us those items. So should Allah not be more dearer to us than these items? So Allah should be more beloved to us than anything. The second question is, are we loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as we should be loving Him? That is the second question. If the answer is no, then we need to make a firm resolution that I need to do something about it. I need to, because the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart is the most enjoyable item. Most enjoyable item. In Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us so many ni'mats. So many ni'mats, inshallah. So many favors. Mala aynun ra'at, things which our eyes have not seen, wala udhunun samiyat, which the ears have not heard, wala khatar ala qalbi bashar, which no human mind can imagine. But the ulama are unanimous on this view that the most enjoyable ni'mat will be seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be no ni'mat which will be more enjoyable, more greater than that ni'mat. Those people who experience the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't want anything. They want Allah only. They want the love of Allah only. Hazrat Rabia Bisriya Rahmatullahi Alayha once came out of her house. She had some water in one hand, she had some fire in the other hand. So somebody said, "What are you doing, O Rabia?" She was a very pious lady. A lady of very high caliber in the spiritual realms. Rabia Bisriya Rahmatullahi Alayha. When she passed away, when she breathed her last, just before departing from this world, everybody who was around her, she requested them to leave the room, go outside and stand outside for a while. She was in her senses. She was sick, but the people did not expect her to depart so quickly. She said, "Can you please leave the room for a while?" Everybody left her. Everybody went outside. The likes of Hasan al-Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi were also present from behind the veil. Everybody was sent outside. And after a few minutes, everybody heard somebody saying from the world of the unseen, "Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbik radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati." This is what will be said to the pious person when he departs from this world. "Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna," oh the soul full of peace, "irji'i ila rabbik," return to your Rabb, "radiyatan mardiyya," you are also happy and your Rabb is also happy. "Fadkhuli fi ibadi," enter amongst my servants. "Wadkhuli jannati," enter into my Jannah. So normally this is said to the soul and the ruh of the pious person, but other people cannot hear. But everybody heard this. So people went rushing into the room and she had passed away. Rabia Bisriya Rahmatullah. So people said, "What are you doing with fire in one hand and water in the other?" So she said, "With this fire, I am going to burn Jannah." She wanted to instill in the minds of the people a very important lesson. So she said, "With this fire, I am going to burn Jannah. And with this water, I am going to quench the I'm going to extinguish the fire of Jahannam. So with this water I'm going to extinguish the fire of Jahannam and with this fire I'm going to burn the ne'mats of Jannah. So Jannah will remain no more, Jahannam will remain no more. Now the people who are worshipping Allah because they are fearing Jahannam, and the people who are worshipping Allah because they are eager to benefit from the ne'mats of Jannah, will have only one choice. They will worship Allah only for Allah. They will worship Allah only for Allah. This is the love these people had. Such connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody saw Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his dream after he departed. This person questioned Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that what happened in the grave. So he said, when Munkar Nakir came to me and they were just about to ask me this question, Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? But before they could ask me, I said to them, Mar Rabbukuma, who is your Rabb? This is the connection they had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Hazrat Rabia Bisriya rahmatullahi alayha, when she was placed in the grave, somebody saw her in the dream. What happened in the grave? So she said, when the Munkar Nakir came to question me, they said, Mar Rabbuki, who is your Rabb? So I said, hold on, tell me, where have you come from? So they said, we have come from the heavens. So she said, what is the distance between here and the heavens? So they said, thousands of miles. So she said, when you were in the heavens, you knew who your Rabb was. You've traveled a distance of thousands of miles. Have you forgotten who your Rabb is? So they said, no. So she said, if you cannot forget your Rabb after traveling thousands of miles, do you expect me to forget my Rabb after traveling only 6 yards? This is the power of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they had with them. Nothing to fear wherever they were. Munkar Nakir, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person will be under the throne, under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rajulun Dhakar Allah Khaliyan. That person who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his own, in seclusion, not to show anybody, in seclusion, on his own, he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and either due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had so much love for Allah. When you love somebody and then you make a mistake, you start crying that I love him so much, how can I hurt this person? How can I disobey this person? So due to this fear, or due to the love, the separation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tears started to roll. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shade on the day of Qiyamah under his throne. Now think for a moment, do we ever remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are on our own? And do we remember him with this fear or with this love, with this greatness, that I'm disobeying my Creator, I'm not doing as he wants me to do, I'm not doing what he wants me to do, I'm not living my life according to his wishes. Oh, when will I see my Creator? When will I go from this world? When will I meet my Creator? Do we ever think in this manner? And do we ever cry? Allahu Akbar. So let us make a firm resolution. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that I always used to hear Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that whenever a Nabi is sent into this world and the time of his departure comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a choice. Do you want to stay in this world, or shall I take you to meet the Creator? So she said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to say, Allahumma bir rafiqil ala, Allahumma bir rafiqil ala, oh Allah, the high friend, I want to meet the high friend. So when he started to say this, Allahumma bir rafiqil ala, Hazrat Aisha says, I immediately realized that at this precise moment, Allah Ta'ala is giving Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the choice between staying in this world or meeting Allah, and he has chosen to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
So do we love Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at all? If we do, Alhamdulillah. And we are all Muslims, so to a certain extent we all do love Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. But do we love Him as much as we are supposed to? How much should we be loving Him? We should be loving Him more than anything in His creation. Are we loving Him that much? Do we enjoy remembering Him? Do we enjoy talking about Him? Do we yearn to be so close to Him? Do we find that eagerness that when can I acquire the closeness of my Creator? When can I at all times feel the closeness of my Creator? May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. This is a very big question that we all need to ponder. And in order to acquire the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, let us begin to do two things. One is remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Continue with the prescribed zikr by your Shaykh and try to be very, very particular, very, very punctual and increase in that zikr. Zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah Ta'ala will guarantee His love. Zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Be very, very particular, very, very punctual. Do not leave the tasbihat. Do not leave the masnoon du'as that you already know. Do not leave the recitation of the Quran. Do not leave du'a. These are all zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr of Allah is very important. And progress. If you are punctual for 3 months, then let your Shaykh know that you've been very punctual with the prescribed zikr for 3 months. Can you go ahead? Zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And number two, continue daily for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whenever you get the opportunity, to think about the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala upon you. It's very easy. Allah's favors are so many that as soon as you start thinking about the favors of Allah, so many favors will come in your mind. Think about the favors of Allah. Because whenever you think about somebody favoring you, it is natural to find love for that person. Allah Ta'ala has granted us so many things, but because we don't think about it, the mind does not go to this fact that Allah has given me this. When we talk about Allah Ta'ala giving us everything, it is just as an article of faith that we say, Allah has given me so many things. But think about it. And think towards the opposite direction as well, that Allah Ta'ala has granted me these eyes. If He had not granted me the eyes, what would I have done? How would I have lived my life? What difficulties I would have had to undergo? Think about the favors of Allah. So the question is, how much do I love Allah? Do I love Allah as much as I'm supposed to love Him? Ponder over this question. And two things that you must immediately start to do in order to acquire the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Every day for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, think about the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And number two, zikr of Allah. Zikr. Continually remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Fulfill all your ma'amulats, fulfill your prescribed zikr. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله